You're listening to the Back Burner Show on CITR 101.9 FM.
What is up, people? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Backburner? This is the Backburner.
The Backburner Show.
Backburner.
For those of you that are new, welcome. For those of you that are old, also welcome. We are a relationship advice show.
Yes.
Where you can call in our show at any time and ask us advice, or ask us for advice. And the number to call is 604-822-2487. You can call anytime.
It doesn't have
to
need help.
Doesn't have to do with the theme.
Yeah, if you need help at
all. If you have a burning question, desire, you can let us know. If not, you can just tune in, relax, and enjoy the show. So we have a bunch of great people here today. So we're going to go around and introduce ourselves. You want to start?
Hello, I'm Isaac.
I'm Teo.
I'm Lexis.
Roman.
Aiden.
Britta.
Megan.
Sean.
Kalev.
Woo! So, crazy, crazy amount of people that have shown up tonight. If you're new to the show and you're listening, we're trying to go on. This is going to be, I think, our second to last show of the term. But we're on usually every second Thursday or every Thursday at 11 to midnight. So that is the time to be on listening to the tunes.
To the Back Burner.
For the Back Burner Show.
If you are a UBC student, like many of us here, broadcasting from UBC.
I think all of us here.
And you,
oh,
and you,
except. Oh.
This is a great way to spend your final season.
Oh, we got a caller.
We have a caller.
Okay, here we go.
First caller of the night.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who are we speaking to?
What's up?
My name is Max.
Hi, Max.
Max, what's up?
I don't know. I'm looking for some good bands.
Okay. So some good what, sorry?
Some good music to listen to.
Oh, good music.
Oh, good music. We can help you with that, too. I mean, it's not correlated to relationships, but sure.
What's your vibe right now?
Yeah.
Like, what are you feeling?
I don't know. Something calm. I'm, like, about to go to bed.
Oh, my gosh. I have a song.
Okay, Sean has a song. Sean has a song.
Wait, 1 second. The song, I mean, Paul Simon, obviously. I've been going off about Paul Simon all day.
Wait, Max, have you ever listened to the Bee Gees before in your life?
To what, sorry?
To the Bee Gees?
Like, Staying Alive, you know?
Oh, yeah, I know that song, but I don't know if I've known any of every song.
Listen to anything they've ever done, it'll change your life, trust me.
Okay. So, another love by Tom Odell. There's like a good piano going on in there, and I find it really soothing, but also kind of sad. But it's also like good. It like gets you really going, you know. But it's also like good for sleep, I guess, kind of.
Gets the people going.
Okay.
It depends if you're looking for something like a sad sleep or like
okay?
Like a happy sleep.
Are you okay right now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's good.
I have a song for you that you might like. It's a sad one to go to sleep. It's called, and it's a little hard of spelling, so you might want to get your notes out.
Your notes out.
Lisa Gerard and Denze Prigent. So it's D-E-N-E-Z space P-R-I-G-E-N-T. And the song is called Gortzol Aran, which is GORTOZ space A space Ran. It's a really beautiful song.
Dude, take a lap.
Anyway, that's what we got for you, Max. Because we're going to talk about our first theme of the show.
Oh, wait. Also, Wendell Walker by Andy Schwaff. Andy Schwaff, he's so good. And he talks about, it's so good. Just find it.
You should check out Arthur Russell, any album. So now
you've overwhelmed. All right, Max. So you have our advice.
I got like one of those.
He got one.
Perfect. Well, thanks for calling, Max. And hopefully you have a great sleep. And hopefully we can help you drift off to sleep tonight because we're hopefully not going to be that boring though.
Bye, dude.
Thanks,
goodbye.
Max. All right.
I dropped him.
Okay, guys. The first theme of tonight's show is when to say I love you for both long distance and in-person relationships. When do you start to say I love you? How far into the relationship is it? You know, is it where, when?
It's not like a length of time. It's just when you feel it.
Yeah.
Okay, how long does it take to feel it?
I said I love you on a first date once.
Really? Wow.
This guy's romantic. Wow.
We were feeling it. I don't know. It did not work out well, no.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a difference between saying I really like you and then I feel like love has some weight to it. So if you think it's going to go somewhere, then say I love you. But otherwise just say like I really like you and I appreciate your presence in my life.
There's also a difference between I love you and I am in love with you.
Yes. This is true.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I have another addition to that. Mm-hmm. Like, there's also, I feel like those times when you're like, maybe like talking with a bit of sass or something like that, or you're just kind of like adding an inflection to it, like, oh my God, love you. Like, you say it like that, and that means nothing.
I said I love you to every one of our callers.
Yeah. See, so I think it just really depends on tone too.
It's true.
First date is really early.
Yeah.
What happened? What did the person? How did the person react?
I think they said it back. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's been a bit.
It's casual. Substances?
I think we had like one or two drinks. I don't know. We're just vibing, but
vibe.
You know, it was a lot of energy we were shooting out, and I mean, it didn't work out.
Like, can I ask how long you were together?
That was the first date.
No, no,
so
no,
I mean,
no, no, but like, how long did it last after that?
Like a couple months.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I think if someone said that on the first day, I'd be like, I would just leave. I'd get
yeah, it was some
go.
Crazy shit. I don't know.
You're like, wow, they're obsessed with me. Gotta exit.
Essentially. Yes.
I don't know. I feel like we're always putting way too much emphasis on like what to do and what not to do. Why don't you just do what feels right? And if it feels right for the other person, then it feels right. And like if it ends after a month, it ends after a month. You love them for a month. True. And, you know, we're moving on and life's a journey.
I feel like there's a timestamp on it for sure, though. Like, I feel like there's a socially acceptable amount of time that a lot of people...
What time
do we
that?
Really care? Should we really care about social constructs?
I don't think, like, in theory, like, no, but I think people do.
It's such a strange social construct that there has to be, like, a wait, or, like, when you say it the first time, it's, like, a big deal. When, like, we use that word, like, every day. Like, we love posts on Instagram or some shit, like, and then there's this whole construct... Whatever, like, you got all these, like, there's this whole idea that you have to wait to say it or something, and it's only pertaining to when you're in a relationship with someone, that word has all this weird power to it. I mean, what does it really even mean? Like,
I think there's pointed weight to it, but I don't know. I feel like maybe one version of a socially acceptable time to do it is almost when you're in that moment with your significant other where neither of you are, like, at your best, like that person, maybe like your significant other, or maybe you're in a fight, or maybe they let you down, or maybe you let them down. And in that way, like in that moment, you still want to say like, oh, I still love you, or I love you because of this, even with this fault.
I feel like that's a fine time to say I love you, but I don't think that's a good time to say it for the first time. Ooh. I feel like I put a lot of weight on like every like milestone in a relationship being really, really cute. Like, I'm in a long-distance relationship right now, and my boyfriend and I, when we started dating, were in a long-distance relationship. And so one of the times that he was visiting me in Vancouver, we, like, said I love you to each other, and it was really nice and lovely, and I have, like, a great experience connected to that. But a month earlier. I think that we like or had already loved like felt it before that, but we just like didn't want to say it because it's true that there is like a power thing kind of connected. Like, oh, who's going to say it first? Like, oh, I don't want to say it unless I know that they love me back kind of thing. So like a month earlier, this is like kind of embarrassing for my boyfriend. I love you. he was like really drunk and we were texting and he texted, I have the screenshot. It's so funny. He texts me saying, I love you. And I say, Taylor. And he says, NVM. Because he like wanted to take it back because it like wasn't a special moment. So I make fun of him about it now. But yeah, I do think that like the first time should be pleasant and like a like thoughtful thing. Experience.
Completely agree. And if you're listening right now and you want to call us in and let us know how early you should say I love you, 604-822-2487. Let us know when did you say I love you? Did it work? Was it great? Was it too early?
It depends who says it first too, right? I mean, because
I've never said it.
I haven't said
to anyone. So is Aiden.
Oh, you've never said. Oh, we got a call. We got two calls. Okay, I'm gonna pick up.
We're
the
only
first
gonna take one call. We have two calls at the same time.
Okay, here's the first call. Hello.
Other caller, stay on the line. Hello.
Never been in love.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who is this?
Okay. So, this is also Max.
Oh,
what? I'm trying to hide my identity.
It's
I know.
Max.
It's two for.
No problem. No problem.
Hi guys.
Hello.
So I think. Max. You should say I love you like when the other person says I love you. So like I don't know. You guys just gotta work it out.
So wait for them to say I love you and then
so
right
then,
after.
So then if that's her advice to everyone, then that means that everyone is just never gonna say I love you.
Yeah, if you guys both have the same idea, who's gonna say it first?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that's kind of like a pussy move.
So you look each other's eyes and you wait and go 1, 2, 3. I love you.
Happy New Year.
Happy birthday.
It's a boy.
So good. No, but like I think it's like it has to be somewhat of a mutual thing, right? So,
have
like,
you done that before?
You have to gauge the situation. Not at the same time, okay? Like, but like I don't know. I think like you know, usually after like a couple months, it's like. Probably acceptable. Like, definitely not on the first, second, or third date, but like, once you've had like ramen with them and you get like really sloppy.
So wait. So you would feel only comfortable saying it after the other person already says it.
What if you just feel it first?
What if you feel it first? And what if the other person never says it?
Because I'm lame.
Okay, you know what, Max?
So, Max, thanks for calling. We've understood that you're a bit of a pussy, so wait. We're going to go on the next one.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what,
oh, my goodness. Max?
You know what, Max?
Max?
I love you.
Please ignore
Sean.
We love you.
I love you, too. You know what? Your girlfriend's dead asleep right now, and I'm trying to wake her up.
Okay. All right,
we'll be right back.
Other caller.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello, Jason. Jason?
Hi, Isaac. What's up?
Oh, hi, Jason.
Oh,
how are you?
We have another caller right now, but we're going to put them on hold. Yeah. So please, Jason, what do you think?
Oh, what do I think about the I love you thing?
Yes.
Really? I believe it's kind of like how you feel in the situation. Mm-hmm. I guess like if you feel that you love them, then you'd let them know kind of thing. I mean, there is like a suggested time, I'd say like a year, maybe more.
For sure. But, absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. But for me, it was, she was the first one to say, I love you. And we were like 4 or 5 months into a relationship.
Gotcha. Did you have anything, you, like advice you wanted to ask us? Cause I went right into asking you about the love question. Did you call with an advice question for us?
Well, one place like where to meet girls.
Where to meet girls. I mean, it's so it depends what your hobbies are. I personally have been using a lot of dating apps, which has been good and bad.
Wait, what was the question?
Where to meet girls?
Where do you meet girls? They're all around you. All you have to do is be a decent person and ask. Make the move.
Sorry to interrupt you again, Jason. Other caller, please stay on the line. We will get to you.
For sure.
Yeah, keep going, Jason.
Oh, yeah. Tinder apps. Yeah, dating apps work.
But nobody's on Tinder to just have a meaningful relationship. People are on Tinder to fuck.
It depends what you're looking for. You mean meet girls to just get intimate right away or to have a relationship that's fruitful?
Looking to get married, you know? Wife and kids. Tinder's probably not the way to go.
That's true.
I just join some clubs, which is the most generic thing to say, but just join a club and ask someone
honestly,
out. They're literally, you have so many people around you, you might get rejected a couple times, but that's where you're going to find the people that you most vibe with.
Yeah.
True.
All right. Sorry, Jason, we're going to have to switch another color, but hopefully keep that in mind, and we might come back to your question. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
For sure.
Thank
Cheers.
You.
We love you.
We love you too. We love you.
All right.
Okay.
Rich All right.
One. Yeah, he's from me.
He's up.
Goodbye. Got another caller. Hello.
Caller number two.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who are we speaking to? Fake names are fine too.
Hi. My name's Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
Sorry to interrupt you, Brittany. We have another caller on the line, but we're gonna keep them on hold and we're gonna let you talk.
What's your question?
So what's
Brittany?
Your question?
So my question is, I'm currently kind of dating, but also kind of not this guy. And I heard your question about when to say I love you. Mm-hmm. And like, I already told him that I love him, mm-hmm. but then he didn't say he loves me back. And now I'm just like in this really awkward situation because, I found something out that really upset me, and I'm just kind of really sad now.
Wow. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry this happened to you.
Yeah. Your feelings are valid.
Yes.
Yeah. Your feelings are valid. Your feelings are valid.
Feel what you need to feel.
Feel what you need to feel.
And what do you want to go into detail? I don't know if you can hear me, but do you want to go into more detail about like maybe what you're alluding to about what happened? Because we might be able to help you out.
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
If you feel comfortable.
Oh no, it's fine. So we're actually both in like week life, and I found out that he's going to be taking someone else to his formal.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm just really like, I don't know if it's because I said I love you or if it's just because, like, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, that stinks. But
you got to reframe as well. I think your mindset of saying I love you, not as a position of being vulnerable, but like position of power, because you were able to say that first and how you feel, which is completely like respectable.
Yeah,
so like,
good for you for saying it first.
Yeah, you said exactly. That guy is not open about his feelings at all, and you are. You're here talking about it, and he is hiding how he feels about anything to everybody.
Girl, man, move on.
Yeah, you gotta move on, and it hurts when you feel something for someone and they don't feel the same.
It also,
but you'll find that person that feels the same way about you one day.
Once again, sorry to pause. Second caller, please stay on the line. We'll get to you. But Brittany, I mean, it also depends contextually. The girl that he's bringing to his formal, is it a friend? Is it someone that he told you prior to? Or is this like a random thing that all of a sudden you find out he's not bringing you?
I just like, everyone was talking about formal together. And someone was like, oh yeah, I heard that Jared's bringing like this other girl. And I don't know. I don't know.
I think we have very limited time in our life, and we want to spend that time with people that actually care about us and people that are, you know, willing to reciprocate our emotions. And the thing is if you're wasting this time in your limited life on someone who's taking someone else to formal without even telling you, you know, I just don't like, I think you need someone that's as great as you, someone that's willing to, you know, be vulnerable like you were when you said that you loved him. And that's kind of, you know, what we need to progress to when you find someone else. So maybe we should like really move on, I'd say, from him.
Also, Brittany, closing remarks. I think if someone does that to you, it shows their level of immaturity. It shows they're a little boy. They're afraid. They're
little
afraid.
Boy.
You don't want a little boy. You want someone
Who's
okay with their emotions. And like, you want someone with a high emotional IQ. And if they obviously don't have that, then they're not worth your time.
Yeah. Yes. You guys are so right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We love you, Brittany. We love you, Brittany.
All right.
Tell the fuck off.
Tell that little baby immature boy to.
He's a little fucking baby.
Baby. All right. Thank you, Brittany.
He's baby.
Hey, next caller.
Second caller.
Bye, Brittany. And next caller.
You're on.
Hello.
Hello. Hello? Caller?
I think someone's.
If the second call, they're calling again.
Check.
Wait,
next caller. Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear
us? Hello?
Hello. Who are we speaking to? Fake names are fine.
There's another guy.
Hello?
Hello. What's up? We can hear you.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
I have two questions.
Please.
What's your name first? What's your name?
Fake names are fine.
I have two questions. I would like to remain anonymous.
That's fine. Fair. That's totally fine.
Okay, which question do you want first? Okay.
The first question.
Okay. You are in a relationship for 2 months, and your girlfriend or boyfriend loses both of their arms. Do you break up with them?
Based off of them losing their limbs?
Yes.
I'm going to say no. No. No.
This is a complex question. We need to explore it from all sides.
All sides of the body.
All sides of the body.
Okay, the next question is more of a cooking question than a relationship question. Why did my parents split up on Thanksgiving?
Oh, my God.
Okay, Mr. Anonymous Caller, I'm sorry that your parents split up on Thanksgiving dinner. That's an awful time for
they
that to happen.
They probably split up because your mom lost her arms, right?
Oh, my goodness.
I know it's only been 2 months since they got married.
Thanks.
We love you. We love you. Okay, thanks for calling.
We're going to let you go.
Okay,
I'm taking
second caller.
Person. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, new caller.
Oh.
Is it a dial tone?
Oh, you're back. Right,
okay.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Speak up.
Hey.
Hello.
What's
who
up?
Is this?
Oh my god.
This is also Max.
Is Max again?
Max Reed.
But no. This is a different Max.
Yes.
I'm actually called Max. I ain't lying.
Okay.
So Max, what do you have to say? Advice?
I have a question on a hypothetical situation.
Please. Hypothetical.
Let's say you're at a party and you know someone there and you're trying to bust a move,
mm-hmm.
but in the process, you know, you get too much bit of liquor into you and you start making a fool of yourself. Maybe it involves a little throw-uppy. Maybe it involves a little bit of like dumb shit. Maybe it involves you calling your ex-girlfriend at like 3 a.m. I don't know. How does one recover from a situation like this?
Oh my god!
I feel like you can't. Okay. Once I met
number two, stay on the line.
A man from Tinder that I matched with on Tinder, and he was pass out drunk on a toilet at a house party, surrounded by water on the floor. And let me tell you, I can't look at him the same way anymore. So I'm sorry, but sometimes you might have to move on. Like I don't know.
Also, sorry to pause. Second caller, please stay on the line. We'll get to you.
Just rally. No matter, you're never in too deep of a hole. Just rally.
Yeah, you just gotta have confidence, honestly, in anything that you do, and you can just kind of blow it off.
It's true. Think of the home country and then keep on trucking.
I mean, look at the president. Like, you can really do anything, and it's beautiful. Like, you can do anything, and you can get away with it. So just keep going.
Donald J. Trump,
like,
he made it.
Like, what do I do, like, the next morning? Do I text him? And do I express him? Like, hey, yo, last night.
We have another
I think that they might be able to forgive you if you just text them and just, like, try and fix that. But we do have another caller. Thank you so much for calling in. We hope that we resolve. We do love you. We hope you resolve some of the conflict in your life.
All right.
Thank you. Hello.
Caller, you're
new
on.
Caller. Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
What's your name?
Hi, my name is Valerie.
Okay, Val. Sorry, I'm just going to pause it before we... There's another caller. We're putting them on pause.
This keeps happening.
Valerie,
okay, what's your question? What is your question, Valerie?
Okay, so this is just a hypothetical...
Another hypothetical.
Okay. Hypothetical situation. Okay, it doesn't mean it's true. It doesn't mean it applies to me.
Of course not.
Yeah. Might be asking for a friend, not, you know, no.
Okay.
So,
no problem.
So... Hypothetically, you know, if you meet a guy in first year, you know, he's in your Imagine Day group, he's wearing some nice shoes.
He what?
And
he's wearing nice shoes. Nice. Hi, Valerie. Dude. I think I know Valerie.
Yeah?
Possibly. Continue.
Oh, okay. The story's not finished. Okay. So you meet some nice shoes. You say, oh, nice shoes. Starts up a conversation. Long story short, flashback 2 years. You guys become friends. You guys are, like, pretty good friends. You'll catch up here and again. He's, like, your bro. And you always make jokes about how, like, oh, like, haha, like, I don't have feels for you, but, like, don't catch feels for me, blah, blah, blah. That's yeah, basically, I'm just trying to confess my love for Isaac here.
Yeah. That's really cute. Well,
Isaac, what do you say about that?
What do you say, Isaac?
Well,
what kind of shoes, Isaac?
What kind of shoes? Right,
it's out of style now. It doesn't matter.
Oh.
I think first year Ultra Boost.
Where's your Ultra Boost?
Well, in first year, yeah. I love you too, though.
Yes. Love
we
you.
Love, we you. Love you.
Oh, also, can I just say, is that Sean that I'm hearing? On
yes,
here?
Valerie, I know it's no. you. Hello, yes, no. your RA is also on a radio show. Love you so much. I love seeing you everywhere.
Isn't your inmate?
Sorry.
Call your RLM.
Oh, don't call my RLM. No way. But you can call my heart, as you just did. Aww. Anyways, bye, Valerie. Love
Thank
you.
Thank you. We love you, Valerie.
Thanks, Val.
All right.
Bye.
Caller.
Another caller.
Another caller.
Okay.
Caller, you're on.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who is this?
We're so excited.
Please. Welcome.
Wow.
This is Holly and Violet.
Holly and Violet.
Oh.
Holly and Violet. We're going to.
Oh, my God.
What is your question for today?
We have two questions, if that's okay.
Sure, but yes. Before you get onto them, we have another caller. Please stay on the line, another caller. And we'll get to you after, but we want to hear these people first. Please, let us know the questions.
I'll ask you the questions now?
Yes, please, please.
Okay,
we're all here.
Okay. So I'm quite emotionally unavailable at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep getting into these things. Oh, I got snapped. I keep getting into these situations and then remembering that I'm emotionally unavailable. How do I break things off? And is it irresponsible for me to get into these things in the first place?
You stop texting them and then break off all contact.
No. Do not
I actually, no, just tell them. No, you have to keep them on the, you have to keep them in the lineup, right? So you have to say, I'm just emotionally available right now. Maybe let's talk, or I'm busy right now. Let's talk again next semester. And
or you can be real and be like, hi, I'm very emotionally unavailable.
What's up?
Yeah. Well, what's up? And chances are, if I can guess, maybe the type that you're after, maybe. If you hang around the skate park for long enough, it'll be okay.
I'm
chances are they'll be
if it's
they'll
any
be,
cons-
they'll be cool.
They'll be
there.
They
if
they
it's
might also be emotionally unavailable.
If it's any consolation, I'm really similar. I'm completely emotionally unavailable, and I get into a lot of really short-term things, and they end up fizzling normally. Because if you're clear with your intentions right off the bat, if you're saying, oh, okay,
I need to work on.
Yeah. So if you say, hey, I'm not looking for anything serious, and you tell them that you're not emotionally unavailable, then they will prepare right off the bat for the fizzle. And for my case,
but then what even is that? You know
I'll
what
say
I'm saying?
I'll just say that it's always like, valuable to have a strong bullpen. And sometimes you gotta keep people in the bullpen and keep the rotation strong. So hey, maybe not now, but who knows? Maybe down the road.
Maybe down the road.
I mean,
okay.
So in my case, because I'm clear off the bat, it'll be a few times. Sorry, I'm taking a Polaroid picture. It'll be a few times. You'll hook up a few times, and then it'll slowly fizzle naturally because the spark of the first kind of hookup dissipates, and then. At least for me, that's kind of what I like, the excitement of it.
All right.
But if that's not what you're into, if you want something serious and you're emotionally unavailable, that's different. But if you're looking for something that's casual and you're not emotionally available, then
I have your blessing.
But you have my blessing.
Also, alternatively, keep them on the back burner.
So can we go to your second question?
Very quickly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry. What was I going to
It's ask? Fine. I'll pause you for one second. Okay. Think about that. Caller that's calling, please stay on the line. We'll reach you in a few seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. My thing is more just like a theoretical, not a theoretical.
Please.
Thing.
Hypothetical?
Hypothetical.
Same thing.
Let's call it hypothetical, but also it is happening to me, so why not?
Okay.
So, kind of seeing this person, very casual, but it's also like kind of a friend. And I feel like for me, like, I'm always really, like, anxious about these things, but I'm not anxious in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess this is my brain just always going to, like, where is this going to go? At some point, it's probably going to go bad. But, like, for you guys, like, when do you think, like, the casual becomes
not casual.
When you say, I love you.
Right after the wedding.
Okay.
When you need to get a bit serious.
When you start going on dates, seriously.
I was going to say, I can maybe help you out a bit. My girlfriend and I, now on 2 years, coming on 2 years.
But he takes you to
Chick-fil-A. We had about like 6 months before that start of the real relationship that was something more than friends, but something less than a relationship. And it was actually something that we functioned with like pretty easily.
Yeah.
Like, we hung out a lot. We were still, I mean, it was one of the things where I think more what was happening is like we knew we could maybe hook up with other people or go with other people, but we just stopped doing it. And I mm-hmm. think that was, like, really the first clue to us, even if it was something we weren't ready to talk about, that was a big clue for us. And then I think it's, even when you're thinking about moving on, if you feel like you don't want to let that person go, even though you don't really have them yet, I think it's time to get them.
Mm-hmm. Very good answer to the question. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. We're going to move to the next caller, but thank you so much for calling.
You,
and
love
we love you.
We love you. We love you. We love you.
And thank you for listening to the show. We without you guys, we won't have a show without callers like you guys.
Without your donations, we would be nothing.
So thank you.
Shout out to Brittany. You know, she's going through it.
Shout out to Brittany.
Thank you.
All right.
Next caller. Next caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hello.
Hi. What's your problem?
Oh, what's the advice?
What's your question?
My question is, I feel like my relationship life is just super dry. Like, there's just nothing going on, and I would like to change that, and I have no idea how to do that.
Get kinky.
Get kinky.
All
right.
Do you mean...
You should just start winking at people in public.
Do you mean you're not getting intimate with people, or your intimate life is dry?
I'm not getting intimate with people.
Okay. Are you... I mean, this is very similar to another call we had, like, how do you meet girls? But in your case... I mean, actually, I don't know in your case. How do you meet other people? Are you part of a lot of clubs? Do you have a lot of opportunities? No, it'll sound silly, but...
And clubs? Like, join a cult?
Do you have...
If
you join a cult, chances are you find one person that will jive with you.
Are you part of a lot of groups that give you the opportunity to meet people?
I feel like I kind of go to parties with the same people every day.
I was watching a documentary. It's called Wild Wild Country. There's the Rajneeshis. They are a sex cult. And let me tell you, they're getting it on, but they're just being honest and open, and I feel like we can learn from that. Be honest with and open with the guys in your life, the people in your life. Sorry.
Yeah.
With the people in your life, and just kind of go from there. Sorry, I'm like screaming into the mic, but yes, thank you.
So, I mean, that's a big thing. If you hang with the same people very often, I mean, and you don't, you're not attracted to these people, or for whatever reason you've chosen not to get intimate with these people, it does make it difficult. So opening your social circles does make a huge difference. And if you're not into putting the time and effort into physically going to different social circles and doing events, dating apps are always an option. I mean, I don't know if you were listening earlier. I'm an advocate of that for like short-term intimacy, but not in terms of long-term relationships. So it really depends on what you're looking for as well.
Take a leap.
Sorry?
Just take a leap. I feel like it's a really hard idea to like wrap your mind around sometimes of just like maybe I just should kind of go out there and just take a risk, but sometimes the risk is where we get the most success. Anyways, we have another caller coming up.
I think our final remarks are going to be just open up your social circles and don't be afraid to be direct. Even though it's very intimidating, people really appreciate it. I mean, I know that I really respond well to people being direct to me about their intentions and their feelings. It really helps make everything much easier. It's very intimidating to do. It can get very difficult, but then it gets easier the more you do it. So I don't know if you are very direct with people or if you kind of are very shy about it, but that's an option.
Okay. Thank you.
Hopefully that helped. And sorry, what was your name again? I'm so sorry.
Catherine.
Thank you so much for calling, Catherine. You. And we love you.
We love you.
Next caller.
We're moving on to the next caller. Goodbye. Hello.
Hello,
you're
next
live.
Caller. Michael.
Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Hello?
Hi. You're live on CITR 101.9 FM. FR.
Hello.
I'm live?
You are live.
What's up? Yeah. What do you have a question about?
I'm so confused.
You're so confused about what?
Oh, yes. Hello.
Hi.
Am I? Yes.
You're live on the radio right now. We've clicked on your phone. You are talking to us.
Gotcha. All right. I can hear now. Perfect. Hello.
Hi. What's your question?
Oh my God. I could see why there was so much confusion. I was listening in on the show and there was a delay.
Okay. Well, what's your question, man?
Sorry, guys. So my question is, so I've got this girl that I'm really crazy in love with.
Mm-hmm.
And things are going really well. But like, how to say, like, academic stress just keeps on getting in the way. Mm-hmm, and I feel like I want to commit so much more into it. But it's just very difficult to find that balance, you know? It's very difficult to find.
You don't need to balance it. You just got to run away, hide from your problems, and, you know, buy a cabin in the woods. And, you know, just, you don't have to balance shit.
Aiden, go ahead.
So I think you know.
Hey, Sean.
Oh, hey Michael, how's it going?
It's going well.
That's other caller, hang on.
Okay,
please.
Maybe no, but I think Aiden might be able to shed some better light. He's a straight man.
Aiden,
caller,
go.
Caller, could you really, really briefly just say the question again? I just want to make sure I get all of it.
Yeah. So just brief notes. Academic stress really weighs down on me, and it's difficult to find a balance. But I want to spend more time and put more care into the, like, relationship that I'm in, you know?
Yeah, okay, I feel you. You've got a great baritone voice, by the way. May I just say, have you thought about maybe collaborating on your academics with your significant other? Maybe you could do a little double duty on the art
technique.
Assignment or whatever it may be, I mean.
Pomodoro?
What?
No, okay, so we go, okay, so 25 minutes off, 5 minutes off, and then 30-minute break after four of those. The 30-minute break is when you fuck in the water. Do something in the washroom.
This is true.
You do something in the washroom. 5 minutes, you play footsies, right? So you have those breaks, and I don't know what you do. I don't know what people do. I'm not in a relationship, but the Pomodoro technique, look it up.
Sometimes with my partner, when we're studying, every like 20 minutes or so, she'll take my hand and stick my fingers in her mouth, and that'll be it'll be just enough.
I've heard very good things about her.
You heard it here first.
Whatever gets the blood boiling, caller. That's all you need, you know what I mean? Just to get you through the assignment, you know what I mean?
Just a pause, get a little freaky, anonymous caller. Just to pause for 1 second, Michael.
Michael.
We have another caller. Please stay on the line of the caller. We're just going to finish.
Absolutely. You know, go ahead and pick them. I feel like I've had a satisfied.
Great. Well, thank you for calling, Michael.
Thanks,
and
Michael.
We love you.
We love you, Michael. Hey, Michael, we love you, buddy.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello. We got another one. What's up? Oh, my God.
Hello, hello, hello.
What's up? Okay, other caller, please hang on. We just started this one. What is your problem?
Hello, what is your name?
My name is Clémentine.
Clémentine?
Clémentine. You like the fruit.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
So, what's your question?
It's not really a question. It's more, I wanted to say that in my culture, it's very interesting because so I am from France.
Clearly.
And, yes. And in my culture, we say je t'aime. And je t'aime is... is like I love you, but we don't have a way to say I like you. So you can say genre je te kiffe, but it's very casual and it's very like when you're like a child.
Tu peux, tu peux aussi dire de tu as envie de partager un peu de temps avec eux.
Ah oui, bien. Ouais, mais genre. Ça, c'est moins un sentiment. Ça, c'est juste...
Ouais, c'est vrai. Bah, c'est différent de langue.
Je veux manger un bijou.
I mean, est-ce que je parle aux toilettes? But I'd say this gives you an absolutely incredible opportunity to create your own method of starting that I like you thing. You know what I mean? If there's nothing there, then...
You look at them...
I mean, get a little creative. You know what I mean? Give a little wink, a little shoulder nudge. Who knows?
You look at them in the eye and you say... Ce soir l'amour dans tes yeux, and that's I like you.
Oh my God!
Right? Wow. Oh my goodness. Oh hello.
No, I just wanted to say that
I just find that it's interesting for me being in Canada, because in North America, you have a lot of trouble with saying I love you. And as you were all saying earlier, it's very difficult because you think of the time and how long and everything like that. Whereas in France, we just say je t'aime, and it's very easy, and I find that it's very interesting. That's all I just wanted to say.
Well, it is very interesting, and languages and how that changes with social context and how you say things is really interesting. Thank you for calling in and giving us your insight.
Thank you.
We love hearing from people. And we love you.
Et je t'aime. Et je t'aime.
Je t'aime.
Je t'aime.
Second caller.
Okay.
Your caller, you're live. Hello.
There's another caller. There's another caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who is
this?
What's
up?
I can use a fake name?
Yes, you can use a fake name. You can't use Sarah.
Oh. Okay, Sarah Mazzy.
That's always an inside joke. Okay, got it.
What's up?
I have two questions. Really quick. The first one, what is your show called?
It's called The Back Burner Show.
There you go.
Back
Burner. Oh, okay. The website says it's copy paste.
Yes, okay. So we are a secret show, which means we haven't officially created a page for ourselves. That's the whole point of the show.
Cool.
So that name is what the show was last year, this time slot. But this is a new show called The Backburner. So if you want to find our podcasted episodes, you have to go into the search menu and type in Backburner. And then
you gotta look at the dates too. And so just look up Thursdays of like the past 8 to 10 weeks or so, and you'll find.
And it'll come up as fill-in show.
Yes, fill-in.
So hopefully that answers your question number one. And your question number two?
My question number two is, it's okay to everyone, but let's say mostly to Teo. What are you afraid of rejection? And if you are, what's your worst rejection story? And you're not, what's your worst rejection story?
Okay, so the question was, am I afraid of rejection? What's my worst rejection story? If I'm not afraid of rejection, what's my worst rejection story? Either way.
Or your favorite, yeah.
My favorite. I actually am afraid of rejection. I think most people are. It's a big thing with me with like self-confidence, and I think although it's healthy for your ego to be rejected once in a while, it's kind of, you know, puts you in your place. It sounds awful, but for me at least, that's how I feel.
Thank God people are putting you in your place.
thanks, guys. They all hate me here, Sarah.
I'm clapping
here too. You have sex with socks on, you fucking weirdo.
I am afraid of rejection, and so that's partly why I'm into short-term, fast intimate relationships, because I don't have to go through the aspect of being rejected in terms of like a longer-term relationship. Through,
I feel like it should be the opposite. No, if you go through more, aren't you like? Isn't there a higher chance of you getting? I haven't been rejected by my boyfriend of 2 years yet. So.
Boom! Mic drop.
But like, because I use dating apps, like I establish everything prior to seeing them in person. I'm very direct about it, so it solves me from being rejected. I think I can take rejection via text way better than in person, so I'd rather not waste. It sounds like awful saying waste time, but I know what I want, and that's what I look for. So I am afraid of rejection.
What do you want? What do you look for?
What do you want, Teo?
What do you want?
What do you want, Teo?
What do you want?
It changes. I thought I wanted. I thought I wanted.
He wants what's available.
I thought I wanted intimacy and physical. But now I realize I actually want something more emotional long term, but I am incapable of having that because I'm emotionally unavailable.
I can't believe you just said you want something emotional.
I know. I can't believe I said it either. But my worst rejection story...
there's got to be so many. It's hard to choose from. You know?
There are a few. I'm
just kidding.
I was once on a date, and I was really confident that like this girl was into me, but she wasn't. And so like I like leaned in to kiss her, and she moved away, and I ended up just like... falling into her like, and like giving her like a hug.
Like the anime.
Oh, God. Anime tripped into a girl. That's great. And then I was awkward the whole rest of the time, and I have never spoken to this person ever again.
Oh, that's
too
bad.
Oh.
Does that answer your question, Sarah?
Yeah, it does.
Perfect. Well, thank you for calling.
Of course.
It's listeners like you guys that really make our show great, and callers that make our show entertaining.
Do you usually get this many callers?
This is a crazy
This is a
amount.
Record. I don't even know how many we've had.
But we want to say is we love you. And we're going to play
love
a song
you.
Now because we yes. are drained.
Yeah. yeah.
We'll be back.
I'm going to play this song so, Megan wanted to hear.
So thank you, Sarah. And have a wonderful
yeah,
night.
I love you too.
wow. <that's, laughs>
okay. I want to write that down. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Love you.
Okay. I'm going to play a song now.
We'll be right back with The Back Burner on CITR 101.9 FM.
I hope it's the Bee Gees. 101.9.
Don't go anywhere.
Sorry,
Megan first. Megan song first. It's okay. It's okay.
From the southeast, yeah, rains a lot.
Rains.
From the southeast, yeah, really rains a lot. Why she's looking for blocks to hot box. Leveled up, I'm with Steve, I'll step out the drop top.
Step.
Yo,
step.
We'll pause the cop, I just hope they don't. Look in my sock and see what I really got.
Drugs and ting.
Stick with me and feel the fire. You ain't feeling nothing, you liar.
Step. Step.
Stick with me and feel the fire. Trying to move me. Remember back then, you never knew me. Wait, and to the east side, to the east side, yeah. I can't let you into my mind, yeah. Can't let you into my mind, yeah. Now you're trying to move me, yeah. Remember back then, you never knew me. But to the east side, to the east side. From the sky, yo. And they see that I stack P, the niggas look at me, they see what they can be. Wait, I waited for a family, said you'll never rap me, yeah. Say I'm the real Don Dada, nobody can touch me, oh my brother. Never. Nobody can touch me, yeah. Be brave, be brave, be brave, be brave, yeah, yeah. Be brave, be brave, be brave, be brave, be brave. Now you're trying to move me. Remember back then, you never knew me. And to the east side, to the east side, yeah. I can't let you into my mind, yeah. Can't let you into my mind, yeah. Now you're trying to move. Remember back then, you never knew me. But to the east side, to the east side, yeah. Can't let you into my mind, yeah. Can't let you into my mind, yeah. Now you're trying to move me. Now you're trying to move me, yeah. Hey, yeah. And now you're trying to move me. Money, 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 yeah. Yo.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Back Burner Show. We're a relationship advice show, and this is unfortunately the end of our show tonight. Thank you so much, everyone who called in and was listening.
We a lot of callers.
Had a wonderful show. We're all going to go around and say goodbye. So
everyone say
goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Goodbye.
Bye. I love you.
Bye.
Goodbye. Happy Thanksgiving to my folks in the U.S.
Right. See you later, everybody.
Au revoir.
Goodbye.
Say it again. Say it again.
See you later, alligators.
Okay. Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
We have one last caller, but unfortunately, we can't take your call.
We're scared.
Because we're scared. You know what? Let's take it for 2 seconds. We'll take your call for 2 seconds.
Hi.
Hello.
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 Who is this?
Hi. My name's Jared.
Your name's not Jared. Jared.
Oh, you have to be really, really quick, because we have, 2 minutes.
Hi, Jared.
Yeah, like, I just wanted to say I heard Brittany was on here earlier.
Brittany.
And she said that, I'm taking someone else to formal.
Yeah.
And I'm actually not taking anyone to formal. Like, I was going to ask her, but then I wanted to make, a really big surprise out of it. And I just wanted
this
to
is a very
announce that I love her.
Well, that's real. I don't know what to say. This sounds very similar to other calls you've had. I feel like you're just using the radio as a chance to track all your accents, which are great. but let's save it for next show, because we have to go. Right. I'm so sorry.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Jared.
Bye, Jared.
That's the way.
All right. Once again, guys, find us next Thursday, 11 to midnight, right here on 101.9 FM.
The Back Burner.
Have a wonderful night, and this is our outro song.
Good night. Thank you for listening. Boom.